This is the podcast for the new General Service List page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. So this podcast describes the new General Service List, or NGSL, giving information on what the NGSL is, as well as some sample words in the NGSL. For a full list, please see the website. So what is the NGSL? The new General Service List, or NGSL, developed by Dr. Charles Brown, Dr. Brent Culligan, and Joseph Phillips in 2013, is a list of 2,801 words which comprise the most important high-frequency words in English, giving the highest possible coverage with the fewest possible words. Although there are over 600,000 words in English, the 2,801 words in the NGSL give over 90% coverage. While the new General Service List, or NGSL, is similar to the General Service List, or GSL, there are several differences. One is that it is more up-to-date. The GSL was originally developed in 1953 and includes many outdated words such as shilling and headdress. Although the list was updated in 1995 by John Bauman and Brent Culligan, it was expanded rather than extensively revised. The NGSL, dating from 2013, is therefore more current. A second difference is the size of the corpus used to generate the lists. The GSL was generated from a corpus having 2.5 million words. The NGSL, by contrast, used a 273 million word subsection of the 2 billion word Cambridge English corpus, meaning its corpus was over 100 times as large as that used for the GSL. A final difference concerns the definition of a word as used to present the list. In the GSL, words are presented in word families. In the NGSL, as well as other lists derived from it, such as the NAWL or New Academic Word List, only inflected forms or variant spellings of words are given, rather than word families. Although the NGSL has more head words than the GSL, 2,801 compared to 2,284, and more word forms overall, 8,480 compared to 5,799, many of these word forms are added for completeness, for the benefit of researchers, and are not intended for study. For example, rule-based plurals such as raisings, financings, or verb forms such as hilling. So, a full version of the list can be found on the website. Here I'm just going to list the 10 most common words in the NGSL. Number 1, the. Number 2, be, with related forms am, are, aren't, been, being, beings, is, isn't, was, wasn't, were, and weren't. Number 3, and. Number 4, of. Number 5, to. Number 6, a, with related form an. Number 7, in. Number 8, have, with related forms had, hadn't, has, hasn't, haven't, and having. Number 9, it, with related form its. And number 10, you, with related forms your and yours. For more information, please visit the website eapfoundation.com/vocab/general/NGSL.